Hare Krishna. This is the first of our installment of our wonderful readings at the bank of the Ganga. At the moment, Mother Ganga is singing very, very, very inspiring with her waves. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu praised Mother Ganga in Chaitanya Bhagavad by saying that actually just simply remembering her helps the living entity to also sing and chant like she does from morning till evening Lord Krishna's holy name. Here's the verse. O Ganga Devi, your waters are the nectar of love of Godhead. The mere utterance of your name invokes devotional service to the Supreme Lord. Please let us reverentially say five times Ganga, 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 Ganga. Simply speaking your name invokes devotional service to the Supreme Lord. By your mercy, the living entities acquire a taste for chanting Lord Krishna's holy name. This amazing point about Mother Ganga's mercy and mercy in a specific way, that it helps us getting a taste, is also spoken by one great Pandit. He is known as the king of all scholars. His name is Jagannath Das, and he was a Sanskrit scholar and a famous poet from the 16th century. He held a very, very high position in the court of the Muslim ruler Shah Jahan, that is the father of Akbar. But a great tragedy happened in his life. He became overwhelmed with lust and he fell in love with a woman of the court who was of Muslim origins. And he became... Sorry, an insect just flew in my mouth. He became so infatuated or overwhelmed that we can only compare it with Bilva Mangala Thakur, who fell in love with Chintamani, the prostitute. So when he realized his terrible mistake, he regretted it sincerely. At this moment, the torchlight has given up the... No, it came just back. We are in India. It is...
This you were just explaining. That's why it's cold into outfit.
Oh, yeah. The brahmanas finally said, you can no longer be a brahmana. Go from our community. Yeah. You are dealing in such uncontrolled ways with your senses. We do not... what can we say? So this was a wake-up call for Jagannath Das. He understood, I have totally come under the control of Maya. But how could he make good of it? He went to Mother Ganga in Varanasi to a ghat called Pancha Ganga Ghat. And there he composed 52 verses in praise of Mother Ganga. Now this ghat has 52 steps, the bathing ghat. And whenever he had completed one verse and chanted that verse, Mother Ganga rose for one step. And finally, after he had recited all the 52 shlokas. He must have sat on the top of these 52 steps. Mother Ganga personally rose, seeing his amazing devotion, and finally reached the place where he was sitting. This was a news. All the brahmanas in Varanasi saw it, and they thought, you are the greatest devotee of Ganga, and Mother Ganga has personally taken all your sinful reactions of your terrible mistake, where you have become a servant of lust and exploited this poor woman for your sense gratification, and you have, where you have ruined your, like Ajamil, you have ruined. The brahmanas re-accepted him in their circles and said, you are the real brahmana. So today, where we arrived at the banks of Mother Ganga, we would like to read one of the verses of Jagannath Das, and if Ganga Devi is merciful, we would like to continue. He starts his poem by introducing Ganga to us. Who is Ganga Devi? And he says that Ganga Devi is so merciful that she is able to purify everyone from their misfortune, their unhappiness, their bad karma, their mental problems. He speaks in a very complicated Sanskrit metrum. It's the Shikharini metrum, and by Krishna's mercy, I was educated in this metta. So, metta means rhythm, and if you allow me, I can recite this for Mother Ganga's pleasure. Samridam sobhagyam sakala vasudhaya kemapitan mahaishvayam lila Janita jagata kanda parasho shutinam sarvesham sukrita matamutam sumanasam soda sondayam te shalilam ashivam nasamayutta. O Ganga Devi, please everyone repeat. Ganga Devi,
your water
is the indescribable abundant good fortune of the whole earth. He says, your water is so auspicious for the entire planet Earth. I will go on my own reading it so that the content is there. It is filled with the excellence of Lord Shiva, who playfully created this universe and who possesses an axe for killing his enemy. It is filled with the excellence of Lord Shiva. How is Ganga filled with the excellence of Lord Shiva? The most powerful entity in the universe, that's what he is saying. Because when she came down to this planet Earth, it was Lord Shiva who was first there, and she came right on his head, on his matted locks, and from there proceeded. So she is filled with the touch of Lord Shiva, with the excellence of Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva is described as playfully creating and destroying the universe and for possessing an axe. The Sanskrit word is parushu. It's the same X used by Parashuram. It's a very particular X, which is extremely sharp. It is very heavy, and when swung in the air, there's no one who can resist this X. So Lord Krishna is, Lord Shiva is able to destroy all obstacles. That is, and the Ganga is mixed with that essence. There is nothing and no one who can oppose the auspiciousness of Mother Ganga. So he continues, your water is the wealth of all Vedas, and the merit which the demigods earned by bringing you down to this world. He says, your water is praised in all the Vedas. It is the wealth, the secret teachings of all the Vedas. And the demigods have their benefit or their exalted position. Why? Because they came in Vimanas, that's described in the fifth canto, and brought Ganga Devi some part of her journey into this world. Because they did this service, therefore they are powerful. In fact, it is said that Lord Shiva received his Shivatva, that means his quality of being auspicious, only because he carried the water of Ganga. Why is the Ganga able to give this auspiciousness? The reason, my dear devotees, is, please listen to this fact, because Ganga has washed the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu. Now, if it is night time, but some of us who listen to this are not able to see because they hear through the mobile telephone recording, we are sitting before the feet of Lord Vishnu. This is the Vishnupada. The land fills here a particular shape, which we have seen when we came here. It is a clear foot, and it's Mother Ganga flows around this foot. She does not, like she has done everywhere else, dig her bed, her river bed, right through the Himalayas. No, she respects this area as a foot, people say, therefore flows around. You might have asked, she makes a bend. Why this? Out of respect. Sorry? Achha. Our Padri Vishal is supplying a Shastri quote at the moment, that this is the feet of Lord Vamana. Uh-huh. Wonderful. So this is the first verse. He starts, in other words, to introduce Mother Ganga as being the great good fortune for this earth. She is filled with the excellence of Lord Shiva, who is the most powerful entity you can imagine in overcoming even the enemies. So therefore she is also so powerful to overcome all our obstacles. She is the wealth of the Vedas, and he ends with a prayer. And those who are with us here, please fold your hands, because I request you to say it after me. I will say it once alone. May your water that has the purity of nectar remove our misfortune. Please repeat. May your water that has the purity of nectar,
that has the purity of nectar,
remove our misfortune.
Remove our misfortune.
Ganga Mai Ki Jai. At the end, we will do this very small kirtan to Mother Ganga. Ganga, 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 Ganga. Oh, Ganga, 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 Ganga. Ganga, 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 Ganga.
Ganga, 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 Ganga.
Ganga, 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 Ganga. Gaura Premanandi Hari Hari Bo. Just those endless, it is indescribable what one can experience while sitting, first by taking a bath of in Mother Ganga. One becomes so relieved, so happy, like a child who laughs without a reason. And we become also lighter in our consciousness, as if a burden is removed. And we have here heard it's the burden of the papa, of sin, for reaction, which is removed. So we cannot express with words the gratitude which we feel. I remember all the time Prabhupada, without him we would not know what is Ganga. We would think like the tourists who are in Rishikesh. Oh, adventure rafting. Let's go, let us enjoy Ganga. No, that's the wrong understanding. You need to serve this divine goddess, and you need to praise her, to practice devotional service at her banks. And then she's hopefully pleased to bestow her mercy. Ganga Mai ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Gaura Premanandi, Hari Hari Bol.